Good day. Welcome to Catholic Saints Information. I'm the amateur hagiographer. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Blessed Marie Anne Blondine, also known as Esther Blondine. Blessed Marie was a religious sister, a teacher, a Canadian educational reformer, and a patient, long-suffering victim of slander and abuse. But we'll get to that part later. Esther was born to a pious French-Canadian farm family in Terrebonne in southern Quebec in April 1809, the daughter of Jean-Baptiste Blondine and Maria Rose Limoges. Like the rest of her family and most of her acquaintances, she was illiterate well into adulthood. When she was old enough, Esther began work as a domestic servant, first for a village merchant, and then in the convent of the Sisters of the Congregation of Notre Dame, where she learned to read and write. She was drawn to the Sisters and became a novice in the congregation, but poor health forced her to leave the life and return home. The education she had received at the convent allowed her to become a parochial school teacher in Vaudreuil, Quebec in 1833. Esther was later named directress of the school, which was renamed the Blondine Academy. It was during this work that she realized the reason for the widespread illiteracy in the area. Girls were only being taught by women, and boys only by men. Parishes that could not afford two schools simply had none at all. In 1848, she sought permission to form a congregation and establish a school that would teach boys and girls together. It was a radical notion in its day, but it had government support, and the bishop authorized a test site. The Congregation of the Sisters of St. Anne, often called the St. Anne Sisters, was founded in Vaudreuil in September 1850, with Esther as its first superior. She took the name and religion of Sister Marie Anne. The community grew, and the mother house was transferred to the town of Saint-Jacques, Quebec, in 1853. There, their new chaplain, Father Louis-Adolphe Marechal, abused his position, meddled in the financial and spiritual life of the congregation, and generally sabotaged the work of Mother Marianne. Marechal succeeded in having her removed from her position of authority in the congregation. Mother Marie became directress of the St. Genevieve Convent, but she continued to be harassed by Marechal. Accused of mismanagement, she was recalled to the mother house in 1858 and was prohibited for her remaining 32 years from any administrative or authoritative position. Her sisters were ordered not to refer to her as Mother, but instead as Sister Marie Anne. Realizing that any fight she could make would only damage the congregation and the work that they did, Sister Marie accepted her lot and worked in the laundry, the ironing room, and did other menial jobs. She was elected several times as superior of the congregation, but since she was forbidden to be an authority, she didn't accept the position, never tried to accept the position, and she never objected to any part of it. Her humiliation and resignation paid off as the congregation continued to grow and universal education that she dreamed of became the norm. She died in January 1890 in Lachine, Quebec, of natural causes. Pope St. John Paul II issued a decree of her heroic virtues in May 1991, and he beatified her in April 2001. At the beatification celebration, Pope John Paul said of her, quote, "A model of humble and hidden life, Marie Anne Blondine found interior strength by contemplating the cross, showing us that the life of intimacy with Christ is the surest way to give fruits mysteriously and to fulfill the mission willed by God," end quote. Her general memorial is the 2nd of January, with a memorial in Canada on the 18th of April. And I'll finish this little vignette of her life with a prayer written by the St. Anne Sisters for those who wish to obtain a favor through her intercession. Lord, you gave to Blessed Marie Anne Blondine a heart and passion for your glory, and you called her to serve with tenderness the young, the poor, and the sick. You gave her hope in the most difficult moments of her life, and you led her to deep serenity. Be praised, Lord, for your humble servant, Blessed Marie Anne Blondine, and through her intercession, grant us the favor that we ask of you with confidence. Amen. For more information about Blessed Marie Anne, or if thousands of other saints, beati, venerable, servants of God, feasts, and devotions of the Church, come see us at CatholicSaints.info, CatholicSaints.mobi, or the Saints section of the free Laudate app. Links to everything will be down in the show notes. Thanks for listening.